This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Great to be with you. I am Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz, alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. Monday, the start of the NBA's free agency period. And if you are somebody who really needs that hit of dopamine for these alerts to come fast and furious, and you know you need the good stuff now. You need the big name players. You need all stars being dealt and signed to new teams. You need that. You are going through a withdrawal because there's not a lot happening for a couple different reasons. Just not a lot of guys available, and one of those reasons is how teams are taking care now of their guys to make sure that they keep them and they don't come up against the second apron. I said last week, you're going to get annoyed how much I say the word second apron. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be like, oh, my team can't do things because of these finances that I don't understand. And basketball's got a lot of them. I mean, there's all these like exemptions and different taxpayer mid-level. It's like, can we just make it easy? There's all these players that if you don't resign them, you can spend money on guys, but then if they don't resign with you, you don't have that money to sign elsewhere. And then fans, you know, you got to be really plugged in to understand this fully. Because again, I think of the average fan in this situation, and the average fan might be like, I don't get anything that's happening. Why can't we sign that guy? Why can't we trade for that guy? Why can't, well, you can't aggregate salaries. What? I just like to watch my favorite team a couple of nights a week. I'm not in the business of talking about aggregating salaries. Chris Haynes was live on Free Agent Fever. Covers the NBA. They were on NBA TV. He had this to say about this year's free agency.
I'm not going to mention the name of this individual, but this is a high-ranking NBA figure. He's been in the league for years. They said free agency is dead, and they think it's bad for the league because it's usually one of the league's biggest attractions. We have to remember that this is entertainment, and we can't take that away.
That's interesting. Frame of reference. I think that one of the issues or something that we've brought up with the NBA is the offseason has been more interesting than the regular season. Guys going to new teams, imagining them in new jerseys and new scenarios, that's what's been the draw for a lot of people. Then actually watching them on their new teams hasn't been as exciting. Like, oh, the Suns traded for Kevin Durant and then signed, you know, got Bradley Beal. And that's all exciting as it's happening. It gets you all, you know, tickled. But then how many Phoenix Suns games do you watch? And then it doesn't work out for them. So the offseason has been a big drawing point. And maybe the NBA shouldn't be looking at what do people like about us and what should we change. Like, if there's something that people like that's entertaining to them, we shouldn't make it worse. but they essentially have done that. Now, that is, I think that's a good thing if it makes the regular season more entertaining and the actual basketball more entertaining, but I don't think it's a pull from this and then put it over there kind of thing. I don't think it is. And again, what they've done here, what the NBA has done, is they came up with an agreement, the NBA Players Association and the NBA, to institute all this kind of like language in the cap, which makes it harder for teams to retain their players if they are due for big extensions, and it makes it harder to keep a core together, and it's really trying to take away dynasties. We don't want, or Adam Silver, the NBA, the Players Association, we don't want 4 years of Golden State versus Cleveland anymore, where then Golden State loses to Cleveland so they can just, oh, get Kevin Durant. So they brought in this whole new system, and essentially it's led to days like today that maybe not provide the entertainment that they used to. But still a lot going down on Monday, the 30th of June, including the following things. I'll take you through the free agency roundup, if you will. First of all, an extension did happen. Jaren Jackson Jr. extended with the Grizzlies on a $240 million max deal. So the Grizzlies had traded Bain. And then people thought, are they going to trade Ja Morant? Are they going to trade Jaren Jackson Jr.? They are not going to trade Jaren Jackson Jr., great defender. Certainly a guy that was in line for this money. Some mixed reaction if this was the right move or not, if this will age well or not. But I think Memphis, with the situation they're in, I think that's fine. Dorian Finney-Smith is interesting. Apparently, Rob Pelinka was telling other teams that Dorian Finney-Smith's ankle's all messed up. Because he was on the Lakers, and he was a nice piece for them and somebody that they wanted to continue to build around, but there was like a falling out. He didn't want to opt in. So he's gone to the Rockets. He's signing a four-year, $53 million deal with the Houston Rockets. 3-and-D guy. Any team will take those. It's basically 3-and-D guys in the NBA is like, you know, a middle reliever that can get you an inning. Every team wants him. Nobody's got enough. So he signs with the Rockets, who are having a good offseason. The Houston Rockets are having a good offseason. Say what you want about Kevin Durant. He's not going to be asked to do everything there, and he fits in nicely. So they acquired him, signed him. Clint Capella's back at age 31. He was there for a while, then went to Atlanta, signed a big deal, a smaller deal here. Able to re-sign some guys, able to extend Jabari Smith. They did give up Jalen Green, but the Rockets are going to look like a real good contender coming into next season. What else did we have today? The Grizzlies. You guys, turn up your radios for this one. The Grizzlies and guard Cam Spencer have agreed to a two-year, $4.5 million fully guaranteed contract. It's good to get that one out there. The Lakers looking for a big man. They did get forward Jake LaRavia, two-year deal for $12 million. He was with the Kings last year.
Who?
Big deal for your Chicago Bulls, Carlos. Trey Jones signing a three-year, $24 million deal to come back to Chicago.
Not the worst one.
Trey Jones. D'Angelo Russell, who was once considered to be a max guy, or close to. 2 years, $13 million deal with the Mavericks. I don't know. Suddenly the Mavericks have built a pretty decent depth chart there. If we're truly in weakest link era, where you're only as good as your weakest link, the Mavericks could be doing worse than the team that they've assembled. Again, they got Kyrie locked in on a three-year deal. He'll probably miss half the season or so. Clay's still there. Anthony Davis, Derek Lively, Cooper Flagg, Dinwiddie, Christie, Gafford, P.J. Washington, Najee Marshall. bring in Russell. So, I mean, they're building. This is all Nico Harrison's trip to the future grand plan. I think maybe the biggest name here today is what, Michael Porter Jr.? Michael Porter Jr. and an unprotected 2032 first-round pick to the Nets for Cam Johnson. So the Nets that have all of these draft picks coming in have sent out Cam Johnson, which he's had times where he can show he's a pretty effective scorer. And they're shipping him to Denver and Michael Porter Jr. on the outs. Ty Jerome was a nice backup piece in Cleveland. He is now a Memphis Grizzly, signing a 3-year, $28 million deal. The Bucks pretty much running it back with last year's team. Okay. Re-signing Kevin Porter Jr., re-signing Taurean Prince, re-signing Gary Trent Jr. However, Brook Lopez is now back in L.A., but not with the Lakers, this time the Clippers, 2 years, $18 million. Bruce Brown is returning to the Denver Nuggets, a 1-year deal there. He won a championship with them. Then he signed with Indiana and then was traded to Toronto, if I have the Bruce Brown story straight. So he signed a big deal after that. They couldn't retain him. Now they got him back on a 1-year deal. Kevon Looney, one of the anchors of the Golden State Warriors. All their titles, he's a part of them. Leaving Golden State, 2-year, $16 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans, a team that needed some size, and acquired Kevon Looney, who, you know, the minutes per game have been going down. Maybe not effective as he once was, but he gets to reunite with Jordan Poole. Who got dealt there recently. How about Luke Kornet? Man, these are some great deals. Who's that NBA exec that said this is not entertaining? Did they know about Luke Kornet? Did they know about his 4-year, $41 million deal with the Spurs? Did they know about that? Did they know that Caris LeVert signed a 2-year, $29 million deal with my Pistons? Did they know about the? Hey, did they know that the Boston Celtics have acquired Luka Garza? Remember him for $5 million? Nikhil Alexander Walker agreeing to a 4-year, $62 million deal with the Hawks. This is going to be on a sign and trade where they're sending cash and a pick to Minnesota. But it's good for Atlanta, who's also acquired Porzingis this offseason. Apparently, Trae Young was really working hard to try to bring Alexander Walker over. Tyus Jones signing a deal with the Magic. Oh, Luke Kennard also with the Hawks. All right, 1 year, $11 million deal. Looks like Jordan Clarkson's going to sign with the Knicks. I already told you last hour about Trendon Watford signing with the Sixers. And that seems to be where we are at, my friends. That is your day. I may have missed one or two, but I pretty much got you covered on everything happening in free agency today. And who are the biggest names left? DeAndre Ayton, I suppose. Malik Beasley, which is a whole nother topic we'll get into coming up. Miles Turner, we don't know the situation there yet. Jonathan Kuminga. Quentin Grimes, Josh Giddey, some restricted free agents. Russell Westbrook, he's got a sign somewhere. Okay. Malcolm Brogdon. Ooh, we got a lot to get into yet. Chris Boucher. Amir Coffey. Al Horford. Okay. What else? Oh, Chris Paul. Where's Chris Paul gonna sign? Nobody knows. Alec Burks. Stick around. Maybe we'll get some late-breaking things here tonight. Should be good. Mark's in California. What's up, Mark?
What's going on? Yeah, that Jordan Clarkson, hasn't dropped yet. But you know who has the most bench points in the last 10 years?
Like as a team?
Most points off the bench. Most points off the bench since 2020.
As a player or a team?
As a player.
Is it Jordan Clarkson?
Jordan Clarkson has 4,589 points. Malik Monk has 3,882, and Bobby Portis has 3,594. But we are getting a great player. But I want to talk to you about something, Bart, because this is crazy. Do you think Brook Lopez is the best free agent signing in Bucks history?
In Bucks history?
Correct.
I mean, he did help them win a championship.
I mean, seven seasons, okay, with the Bucks. NBA champion, NBA Cup champion, first team all defense, defensive. I think at one point he won, like, defensive player of the year, runner up. The dude is just a star. Everyone on Twitter, man, and I'm like, listen, calm down because he hasn't gone there yet. Lakers need a center, right? You know what, Rob?
There's not a lot of other choices. And I think they're going to retire his 11 in Milwaukee. I do.
Yeah, they definitely should. I mean, listen, I don't know if the Bucks are doing enough to convince him to stay, be honest. You know what I mean? It's like, listen, I mean, I get it, Bobby Portis, but there's got to be. And guess what? Tyus Jones went to Orlando. Dude, the East, for everyone talking about the West being so stacked, the East is, like, quietly becoming stacked.
Because of Tyus Jones?
Well, listen, but Orlando has a little bit of a squad. It wouldn't shock me if Orlando won 50 to 52 games this year.
I think Orlando's going to be good. I think the Pistons are going to be – I mean, both of those teams could be top four teams.
Atlanta? Have you seen what Atlanta's doing? Atlanta just got bigger, stronger.
Yeah, and I hate when people do this, but I'm going to do it. I need to see it from Atlanta before I see it.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Porzingis is going to give you, regardless of all the injuries, you know, when he's injured, he's still going to drop 20. I mean, he's good. He's good for 20. They got that number one pick who's coming back. I'm not a huge fan of the Dorian Finney-Smith trade to Houston. The Clint Capella trade, to me, of the free agency signing, is massive. What about the Bucks going after Al Horford?
Where is he going to go? There's a lot of teams in on Horford. Mark, I got to let you go, but good talking to you.
Thanks much.
The Warriors could be in play for him. The Lakers could be maybe in play for him. What's the latest on Al Horford? Al Horford, top target for Golden State per Mark Stein. Al Horford, please come back to Boston. Al Horford has received interest from the Celtics, the Warriors, the Knicks, the Nuggets, the Cavs, the Lakers. That according to Hoops Hype. He's 40 years old too. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Now we're going to keep our eyes peeled. There's some big names here that we still may hear from tonight. I don't know where Cameron Payne's playing next year. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep again until I know where Talen Horton Tucker signs. I mean, if I don't get an update on Sandru Mamukelashvili,
who?
Within the next 10 minutes. Or Colin Gillespie. Man, come on, guys. Let's go! Infinity Sports Network, it's the Bart Winkler Show.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Sadly, no more updates yet. Ran through some of the free agent moves. Still waiting for what Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to do. Still don't have any update on Ryan Rollins. Once I know where Patty Mills signs, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Once I know where Alex Len is going to have his address and his mail sent to. Hold on, I just got a text. Where did Garrett Temple sign? Yeah, I don't know yet. We still got a lot of free agents on the big board here, folks. 888-710-4ISN. Jeff's in New Orleans. What's up, Jeff?
Good evening to you, Bart with a B and Carlos with a K, gentlemen.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How was your extended weekend?
Good. Did I enjoy myself? I did. Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Good. Two short comments that I'd like to have your opinion on, sir, and I'm out. You and I both know, Bart, every year, you know better than me, around this time, the Giannis trade rumors just go viral. So I'm not, I don't want to bring up the dead, but I saw an article, a little column in Sports Illustrated.
Sure.
And I know you, and it said there's mutual interest between Giannis and the Toronto Raptors, your opinion?
My opinion is that there has been that article written about that team and several others every year for the last 10 off seasons. And I think that even some of these shows spending time on it, and Shams, the main reporter, he's still saying, no, I mean, unless he knows something we don't. I don't know how much longer we can keep doing this. And like, if it's going to happen, it'll happen. But man, he must really be good for ratings and clicks, because they are certainly getting every spare piece of meat off that bone that they can, Jeff.
I totally agree with that. And I think that's what it's all about. Every year, you know, they pick one of the biggest, baddest men, the same guy, and they start this. But I'll leave you with this, Bart. As well as Carlos, I certainly hope he's listening to this part. But would you ask Carlos if he could open the closet and dust off a gentleman that I thoroughly miss? He's one of my favorite cast members on the Bart Winkler Show. And just haven't heard from him for a while, and you'll know who I'm talking about when I tell you this. One of my famous quotes from Mr. Negative: run from your nightmares. Bart, you might even think about maybe giving him a little 2 or 3 minute segment every week. I mean, I love when he comes on with that. But anyway, you two gentlemen have a great evening, and talk to you soon.
See you, Jeff. Thanks for the call. A Mr. Negative request? I mean, that's when you're in deep on
that's
the Bart
Winkler Show. That is a deep cut on this show. To be honest, I haven't heard from Mr. Negative in quite some time. I thought he was on vacation. Maybe he just quit.
Yeah. Are we not going to do it? We're not going to do it, right?
No. First of all, I don't know where Mr. Negative is. Mr. Negative is not me. It's his own person. So when Mr. Negative is prompted to get on, usually in response to something that Mr. Positive does, then Mr. Negative will show up. But, you know, I'm sorry. It's not a bit. It's not a gimmick. There's no promo to it. I have nothing to do with Mr. Negative.
That's right. Carlos would like you to believe, and I believe it, and you all should, that there is somebody that is a part of our show who goes by the nickname Mr. Negative, and his sole thing is showing up once every 4 months.
If that. He's got his own theme music and everything, and like I don't even know where the hell it is.
That's right. That is right. Flutes in D.C., a little more reoccurring. What's up with you?
Hey, what's going on, Bart? You know, Bart, even though you're a very exciting guy, man, you had your twist, but you couldn't do too much for that free agency, Bart. You did your best, man, but it just didn't spark me, man. So I'm going to move over to baseball.
No, the Jake LaRavia deal didn't get you all twisted up?
Well, I was waiting for the Rollins guy. What was his name? Robert Rollins? And that was, until find out where Rollins is going. And Patty Mills, like I say, you just keep me up to date, Bart. I'm sure with your personality, you'll make it interesting.
I got you.
But right now, I got you.
You know I got you.
I know you do, man. But you got your work cut out for you this offseason in the NBA. But look here. Thank God LeBron James signed, so something good did happen. Baseball, I'm thinking, is really having a good long ball season. For me, as a baseball original, that was my original sport. I always liked baseball coming up in D.C. with the Washington Senators. But the steroid scandal kind of set it back in the late 80s and mid-90s. But I think with Judge at the Yankees, that's a good team for having a good player. And with Tejada in L.A. and his catcher out there in Seattle, he's putting up some numbers that have never been seen, you know, since Johnny Bench. Or I don't even think he's putting them up prior to All-Star game like this. So baseball is in a really good spot, and I think basketball is going in the wrong direction. But I think baseball is on its way back to becoming the American pastime, because football is kind of on shaky ground, you know, right now. It can go either way, and I think the Kansas City, by them being a dynasty, it wasn't a really exciting dynasty. It didn't really move anyone, and they got blew out last year. It kind of put them back down to
sure.
earth. You know what I mean? So baseball, they don't have the nine-inning pitchers. That's the only thing. You know, I wish they had the Tom Seavers and the Bob Gibson and the, you know, the Brett Saberhagens, but still, the team aspect, and I think speeding up the game with the clock and some of the challenges, you know, kind of throws off the momentum, you know, when the challenges come every inning, you know. But for the most part, I think baseball is in a good spot, and I'm looking forward to a good World Series. I think last year with L.A. and New York, that helps. Whenever you have good teams and good cities, that helps. But overall, I think baseball is in a good spot, and that's where I'm at, Bart. But you keep doing a good thing, man. I hope Milwaukee can add something with Giannis, because he needs to stay there, you know, because he's a good ball player, and he's giving a good example of what it takes to be a hard-nosed ball player and putting in good work. And I like to see that. He's not a three-point shooter and all that. He just rebounds, puts it back in the basket, and plays good, tough defense. And he doesn't need to go anywhere. They need to bring something to him. That's what I'm at, Bob. Thank you for taking my
call. With that. Good call. Kind words on baseball. Cal Raleigh leading the league with 33 home runs. Aaron Judge with 30. And Shohei Ohtani with 29. Eugenio Suarez has 26. And that's the team to watch, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are currently 500. Because a lot of the trade market's going to depend on what they decide to do. And they're in a division that is got three teams that are better than them. They're 42-42. Giants are 45-40. Padres 45-39. Dodgers starting to extend their lead a little bit more at 53-32. But if the Diamondbacks decide to sell, suddenly there's a whole bunch of people that are it's going to draw some interest around the league that they have on that team. Suarez being a big bopper at third base being one of them. Oh, I took strike two in my Survivor League last week thanks to the Diamondbacks. So you get three strikes. I need my team to win at least 500. Go 500 on the week. I lost because the Diamondbacks won their first two games of the week and then got swept by the Marlins and lost to the White Sox. So they were 2-4 on the week. So screw you, Diamondbacks. Baseball, yeah. Baseball, you do feel the momentum. You do feel people getting into it. And again, it's not a regional sport. It's a national sport. But we only watch our team. Baseball is beloved all over the country. Regional sports, like lacrosse is a regional sport. Where's lacrosse played? East Coast. That's a regional sport. Major League Baseball is a national pastime still. It's just the way the product is. You kind of just watch your own team, and it's hard to really follow all these other teams. But people are coming out. The attendance is getting good. People are watching the games on television. So baseball's in a good spot. I would disagree that football could go either way. Football has proven that it's only going to go up, even if they do things that would have sunk other leagues. Football finds a way to continue to profit. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. It's Marco Belletti.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. There was a lot of NBA news over the last couple of days. Guys going to new teams, trades, what's going on with LeBron James? And then, as reported on SportsCenter Sunday morning, there was this.
Back on SportsCenter with breaking news. A very busy day for Shams Charania. And Shams, we thought it would be mostly team options, player options, free agency. But I understand you have news involving an NBA free agent, but of a more serious sort. What's going on?
This is a serious development for one of the NBA's top free agents right now. Sources tell me the U.S. District Attorney's Office is investigating Detroit Pistons guard Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling on NBA games and prop bets. I'm told it was during, allegedly, the 2023-2024 season. I have a quote from Beasley's attorney, Steve Haney. He said, an investigation is not a charge. Malik is afforded the same right of the presumption of innocence as anyone else under the U.S. Constitution. As of now, he has not been charged with anything. I am told, though, that Beasley and the Pistons were in serious talks on finalizing a three-year, $42 million contract that would have brought Beasley back to Detroit. But now those talks are on pause. Talks around the league, likely on pause for Malik Beasley as well.
So that is something. Malik Beasley specifically, what happens is then people go back and find some clips where they can try to figure out what the deal was. There's a clip of him playing defense that year. He was on the Bucks. He's playing defense and someone just blows right by him. There is a clip where this is the interesting one. He was with the Timberwolves here. There's a hundred. The score is 119 to 110 and the spread's 7.5. So the Timberwolves were underdogs by 7.5. Clippers up 9. There's a missed free throw with 4 seconds left. Beasley gets the rebound and goes full court for a dunk scores the 2 points with 0.2 seconds left on the clock. I mean, what are you doing? There's no way you would run that fast and then try to dunk it unless you had some sort of scratch on the game. And now people are pointing to when they lost against the Knicks, Beasley was wide open and dropped the ball that went out of bounds when he was a member of the Pistons. According to Shams, though, this is one season, and maybe you can find some clips from the Pistons and maybe his time with the Timberwolves, and now there's people trying to find other clips as well. There's a very tough-to-defend clip with Gary Payton on the bench for the Warriors reacting to the spread a certain way. Not sure if it was just a joke with buddies or if he did place money on this illegally, but there's a lot of clips of these guys that you could think, oh, that seems odd. That seems off. Betting and illegal gambling or gambling on sports, it's always been like taboo, of course, but I think it's been accelerated because of the props. So now props are so readily available where you can bet for a guy to have more or less than 3.5 assists. And that's what happened with Jonte Porter. He was the guy on the Raptors that bet all of his unders and then would go into a game for 6 minutes and then leave. And then he'd cash the money because he played in the game, but then didn't hit any of his overs. So they'll find more information on this investigation. Of course, I will throw out the word allegedly. And they're, you know, but then you watch some of these clips and it's, you think you know which way the direction is going to go. This, though, I feel like is a thing that will continue to be a story. Like, we will continue to see players get in trouble for gambling. We'll continue to see them trying to find ways where through a buddy or wherever, however, we'll continue to see guys try to do this and think they can get away with it. Now, Jonte Porter was banned from the NBA for life. And if anybody else is going to get caught, you're going to think that they're going to go under the same sort of consequences, set of consequences. But I think what I wonder is, does this, we're throwing rocks into a lake here. It's going to make a ripple, but then everything kind of just calms over again. And we're just living in this world where gambling is more prevalent than ever. It's very easy to gamble. It's very easy to lose all your money on your phone. Believe me, I know. I've got some stories for hour six, not even hour five, hour six. You shouldn't be able to do this stuff on your phone. You shouldn't be able to do it. Yes, I should have better restraint, and so should people, but that's not. You probably shouldn't be able to do it on your phone. It's nice that you could do it on your phone if you're winning, or from your house if you're winning. But it's also very dangerous. You know, now you can even just get straight up scratchers on your phone. And you can buy the Powerball in some states on your phone and the Mega Millions. Something you can just buy them on your phone. You don't even need to go to that gas station anymore. That's going to, like, gas stations, they get a big chunk of revenue from that. If they sell a ticket, they get a little bit of coin. That helps keep them afloat. Selling their dollar slushies because, you know, they sell the $20,000 Powerball. They can afford to keep the prices of the slushie low for you. And the big boys, and the big gulps, they can do that. But yeah, a lot of this stuff is available on the phone. I just feel like this story is going to come and go. It's going to affect the Pistons. But we're going to find out then what happens. Either he's investigated and found not guilty, like Terry Rozier was. Terry Rozier was being investigated for this. Same thing. And he was cleared of involvement in a betting scandal, which is almost even worse. Because there was enough evidence that this guy was playing so out of whack that he must be gambling on himself, and then they find out he is not. That just means he was bad. So that's a, you know, catch 22 there. But then, like I said, this is just going to all kind of float back to normal. Even when Shohei Ohtani, we thought he was gambling. And then it was his translator. And I'm doing the Shane Gillis, But that's what happened. He's the one in jail. But when is one of these stories going to, and what level does it have to be where we react more than just, huh? Because gambling and sports, if they're going to be intersected like this, as professionally as they are, there's always going to be an instance of this. There's always going to be somebody thinking he can do it, whether it's a coach, player, ref. There will always be that. What's it going to take? What kind of scandal is going to have to happen, I'm asking, for it to say we need to stop this? Is it going to be, you know, if it's Malik Beasley playing for his over-unders, if that's what happened, is a huge thing. But I think we're just going to move on to the next. Does it have to be like a Black Sox scandal where they throw a World Series? Does a team have to throw a World Series? Or does a team just have to throw a couple of games? What is going to happen? Who's going to have to be involved? Even if you found out, like, oh, the Super Bowl 10 years ago, there was gambling, and that's... I don't know that is going to elicit a response for us to demand a change. First of all, I think we're beaten down with information, so we have become numb to a lot of things in sports or otherwise, if I may. But I'm trying to think of, like, what would have to happen for us to, as a society, be like, hey, maybe we should cool it on the daily fantasy sports. Maybe not everything needs to be a parlay. Yeah, these people are getting death threats if they don't hit the final leg. If something happens to somebody, are we going to brush that aside? I don't know. I don't know. It just, news doesn't stick around anymore. And this is one of those that it feels like is in that same umbrella. 888-710-4476, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.